Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and Chile today exchanged agreements for cooperation in disaster management and cultural exchange. Both the sides also exchanged letter of intent on Antarctica cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, in New Delhi, covering the full spectrum of India-Chile relations. Mr. Modi also hosted a lunch in honour of the visiting dignitary. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said, "Chile is an important friend and partner for India in Latin America." He said in today's discussions, they identified several new initiatives to enhance cooperation in the coming decade. The Prime Minister said both the sides have instructed their teams to begin discussions on a mutually beneficial, comprehensive economic partnership agreement.
आज हमने एक पारस्परिक लाभकारी कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव इकोनॉमिक पार्टनरशिप एग्रीमेंट पर चर्चा शुरू करने के लिए अपनी टीम्स को निर्देश दिए हैं. क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स के क्षेत्र में साझेदारी को बल दिया जाएगा. रेजिलिएंट सप्लाई और वैल्यू चेन्स को स्थापित करने के लिए काम किया जाएगा. कृषि के क्षेत्र में एक दूसरे की क्षमताओं को जोड़कर फूड सिक्योरिटी सुनिश्चित करने के लिए सहयोग किया जाएगा. डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर, रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी, रेलवे, स्पेस तथा अन्य क्षेत्रों में भारत अपना सकारात्मक अनुभव चिले के साथ साझा करने के लिए तैयार है.
Speaking on the occasion, Chile President Gabriel Boric Font reiterated his country's commitment to enhancing bilateral ties. He highlighted the importance of strengthening commercial ties, investments and critical mineral cooperation, which are essential to addressing global climate change challenges.
We have come here to consolidate the 7 decades of our relation with India, which are based in the earlier visits from Chile. I have the honor of being the 3rd president who is visiting India. We have a cultural exchange. India has converted into the 7th position of our partner, which invites us to boost our relations with India.
Briefing media this afternoon on Chile President's visit, Secretary East and External Affairs Ministry Periyasamy Kumaran said the two countries have agreed to hold discussions toward a Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, to expand trade and investment. He noted that India and Chile currently have a partial trade agreement with the aim of expanding it into a Comprehensive Foreign Trade Agreement, or FTA. The Rajya Sabha has passed the Protection of Interests in Aircraft Objects Bill 2025. The bill seeks to give legal effect to the Convention on International Interests in Mobile Equipment. The bill also empowers the central government to make rules to implement the provisions of the convention and the protocol. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to establish the Institute of Rural Management, Anand, as a university to be known as the Tribhuvan Sahakari University and to declare it as an institution of national importance. Union Minister of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, alias Lallan Singh, today said the government has taken several measures for the welfare of the farmers in the last 10 years. The minister was replying to calling attention to hardship faced by the fishermen community in the Lok Sabha today. Earlier, Lok Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition protests on different issues. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 will come up for consideration and passage in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. Talking to media at the Parliament House today, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, who also holds the charge of Minority Affairs Ministry, said it has been decided to have 8 hours of discussion on the bill in the House. In Gujarat, 17 people were killed after a fire broke out at a firecrackers factory at Disa in the Banaskantha district today. According to preliminary reports, a blast at the factory triggered a fire, causing parts of the building to collapse and trapping several workers in the rubble. SP Akshay Raj Makwana said firefighters have doused the blaze, but the relief and rescue operation is still underway. And in IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will face Punjab Kings at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.